keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
So on the Brett Maga Show, how we go through trending stories is we put 2 minutes on the clock, and then Hannah tells me, yeah, that headline is interesting, or she says, keep it moving. First headline is Starbucks could develop AI baristas that can predict your coffee order.
They could not just make my coffee, they can predict it?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I don't even know what I'm going to order. I'm always the most indecisive person. Like, ooh, this sounds good. I like to look at the pictures and all that stuff. But one of the CEOs said they're not trying to replace baristas, but they do want a full, like, they want a robotic staff that says, like, hey, normally at your time, it'll, like, send you, like, an alert to your phone. You leave the house at this time. Would you like us to place your Starbucks order ahead of time?
Oh, okay.
And it just, like, goes, oh, yeah, I do. And you just click a button, so you don't have to click anything else other than
That's
your typical Starbucks.
Crazy, yeah. And super smart.
And it knows when you leave the house, and then it could just, like, that's like marketing genius. Like,
I thought,
yeah,
it was
coffee
gonna
does
be
sound
like
lovely.
When I pull up in the drive-thru, it scans my face and it's like, okay, you want a vanilla. I know, right?
I know.
We
I
know,
like,
you.
What if I want to mix it up? Yeah. Speaking of Starbucks, barista said they have to put carved pumpkins. People are ordering their drinks and then bringing carved pumpkins to pour their coffees in.
That's I've seen sick. This. It's keep stupid.
It yeah, there are people, because you could do like any like Starbucks yeah. cup you want. Yeah.
Whatever.
What if we did our pumpkins? We're handing out these big old suckers, man. We'd be over-caffeinated.
Yeah, we'd be there forever.
Yeah.
That's $2,000 for the coffee.
Yeah, right. our pumpkins are big. How many dates are needed to know if there is a real potential?
Ooh, how many?
AB, for half a date, right? Usually you're just like.
Probably about a minute.
A 1 minute, right? They said 3 to 5 dates, according to experts. Said one date is too little. 2 dates, you get more information. You should give someone 3 to 5 dates to find that sweet spot if there's actually potential. They did say, like, if there's immediate red flags, you should know. But you really can't judge a person until you get to know them after 3 to 5
I
dates.
I feel like 3 is fair. 5 is too much.
5 is crazy.
3 is fair.
That's a lot of money to spend on a person, too.
1 minute is crazy, okay? 1 minute is crazier than actually giving someone a chance to show you who they really are.
Nope.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Did this fiance do anything wrong when he didn't tell his fiance, hey, that engagement ring is not a real diamond? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. So this is trending on Reddit, where a 26-year-old guy goes, am I a bad guy? Did I do anything wrong when I didn't tell my fiance that her diamond wasn't real? He said, he recently graduated grad school. Money was tough because you get all that debt start to pile up. Got his first job, wants to get married. So he got her a fake diamond, a lookalike gem, cubic zirconium, and still shined really bright, still looked beautiful, he felt like, but it's just something he couldn't afford. He said he'd hoped to one day replace it. And he never told her that, like, the diamond was fake when he proposed and it didn't come up. And then she was at, like, the shop to get wedding bands, and the jeweler revealed to her the true identity. She stormed out, ditched the ring, and they have been fighting, and he's been sleeping on the couch ever since. And he's curious if the wedding's even going to happen. And he feels like, was it this, like, this ultimate sign of betrayal? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342.
I hate this, and I hate it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Like, I hate what the guy did about lying. You should not have to lie to your partner about something like that. If you're getting married for all the right reasons, it shouldn't matter if your ring is made out of diamond, gold, or if it's a ring pop. Like, it really doesn't matter what type of ring it is. So the fact that this guy lied to her to, like, I guess make himself look better, I guess, I would be pissed. I'd be sleeping on the couch too.
Did he lie?
He did.
He did?
He did.
She assumed it was real, like any normal woman would.
And he didn't tell her. He didn't need to like get on a knee and be like, by the way, it's fake. But the next day, I think you deserve to know. And I'm also confused because did he think she was just never going to get it like appraised or, you know, when you have to do the insurance, they tell you how much it costs.
I do think that part was weird.
I just don't understand why he lied.
Yeah, he should never have hidden that. I understand why he hid it. And he probably had great intentions to eventually reveal it. But you got to do that as sooner than later because
I don't think he had any intention of replacing it in the future.
Really?
No. I feel like he would have fooled her. Why would he ever replace it?
I think that. So you feel like he's showing red flags?
Okay. Yes.
I think she's showing red flags.
No,
I think the opposite.
It's not that she's. People are probably going to make it seem like she's ungrateful. That I don't think that's what it is. I think she's just mad she got lied to. What else is he lying about?
Right.
I
feel like he's just digging himself a hole.
Okay, if you guys feel like, one, I don't even know if we need to go down the whole ring category if you have to, right? Like if you propose, I was thinking about this when I read this story. I proposed to my wife 12 years ago now. We're approaching 12 years ago. We didn't like break. I think it's a VS1. I can't remember. It's like a VS1 cut, clarity. I don't remember any of that stuff. Who cares? Why are you going down this list of this is the type of diamond it is? This is all the stuff it is. Like, it makes sense for him to not bring it up, and it makes sense for her to not ask about it to me. For me, I think that if he is not telling it, like, if he's omitting it to be the truth, like, he's afraid. It's because she's giving red flags like she wouldn't love him. Because
this is no way her fault.
You just said you wouldn't care if they proposed with a bubble gum.
Okay, I don't, but I don't want to be lied to either. Like, just tell me about it. Cool. If you got it for $10, I don't care.
He clearly
just
didn't feel comfortable.
Just don't lie to me, and then I'm telling all these people about my ring.
You're getting married. You should feel comfortable.
Right. You should feel completely comfortable.
She's the red flag.
No.
He doesn't feel comfortable telling her because she will judge him.
Then he shouldn't be proposing to this woman in the first place.
She's the
problem. But he did it anyway.
But she stormed, even the way she reacted, she storms out, she throws the ring.
Because she got lied to. I'd do the same thing.
She's the problem, not him.
Oh my gosh, you're insane.
855-444-MEGA. What side are you on? The guy's side or the girl's side? He just couldn't afford a real diamond, so got a lookalike gem. And then when the jeweler, who I feel like is overstepping here, tells her, hey, that's a fake diamond. She's mad. 855-444-6342. Who is in the right and who is in the wrong? And when it comes to telling your wife or not telling your, you know, future wife if that ring is fake or not. 855-444-MEGA. The story was trending on Reddit where his 26-year-old guy is about to get married. He said his fiance went to the jeweler to get the wedding bands, and the jeweler pointed out to her, hey, like, that engagement ring of yours is, you know, a CZ. It's a lookalike gem. It's not like real. It's super cheap. And he was just getting out of grad school, so he had a diamond. First off, I think most people would not even know the difference of it. And so the jeweler pointed out, it's like one of those rare people that would know the difference. She didn't even know it until the jeweler had pointed it out. She storms out, ditches the ring, locks herself in the bedroom. She's been sleeping on the couch ever since. He's wondering, like, I don't know if I'm going to get married. I was going to tell her, hey, I'm going to replace that ring one day, but I hadn't done it yet. 855-444-6342. Hannah and AB and Kevin all feel like this dude's lying.
He is.
They hadn't even gotten to the, like he could have been freshly proposed. Like we're in under a year of, like, letting her know. And the fact that she reacted that way says a lot about her. The fact that showing that she cares if it was real or not.
I care about if I was lied to or not. That's what I care about. I don't care about the value of a ring. Dave texted in and said, sorry, but he needs to run and run fast. I agree with Brett. She is the problem. If she had asked if it was real and then he lied, it would be a different story.
Completely different, yes.
Withholding information is lying.
She's showing she cares more for the value and authenticity of the stone rather than the symbolism of love.
I agree. I agree with withholding information is lying. But what I'm saying is the red flags are her. He's afraid. He may be considered quote-unquote lying.
How is she the villain when he lied?
Because she didn't even make him feel comfortable because he thought she was going to react the way. If he thought she would go, hey, this is a CZ, it's not real, I'm tight on money, but I love you.
We don't know who she is, what type of person she is. He could just be insecure.
Why? Because if you're a person who don't care about those things, your first reaction isn't storm off. Your first reaction is, why didn't you tell me, honey? I would have accepted it. What's going on?
She would ask questions first. And then he would have said some dumb line about her being the villain, and then she would have threw the ring at his head.
No, she stormed off because that showed me a lot about her character. Ashley, whose side are you on with this?
Honestly, I think that she's showing red flags.
Thank you.
Here's why. My husband, I got married when we had like no money. My ring was extremely cheap. I could care less. Now, if I asked, hey, is this real? And he said yes. And that's lying.
Yes.
Just giving a ring, proposing and not letting you know, like right off the bat, that's not really lying. And also, if you plan on replacing it as well, like I feel like she is, she cares about it being real.
Yeah, like clearly, if you don't react that way, if you don't care if it's real or not, you could say, like, oh, I wouldn't have cared. You would have asked questions, like, why didn't you tell me? I wouldn't have cared. Instead, you stormed off because you really do care, and you were embarrassed that the ring was fake, and you got mad about that.
I would be embarrassed if somebody who worked at this jewel shop saw that I thought it was real and noticed right in front of his face that it wasn't.
Like, why couldn't have been my husband to tell me that? Why?
Yes.
If my husband isn't comfortable telling me that, then we shouldn't be getting married. Yes, so this guy, for being scared of the girl, then, okay, don't marry her then.
The other thing on that is finances. Like, you all should know your combined finances. And so she should have an idea of how much he's making.
That's
and
a good
he
point.
Might be a bit embarrassed by this right now.
I feel like she didn't ask a single question about him and really showed me a lot about her. It's interesting that everyone...
Honey, how are you? I know you just lied to me, but how are you doing? No!
Ashley, tell me that he literally just gave her a ring to symbolize his love. That's what matters the most, right?
So my ring right now, the one I got replaced after 15 years, was less than $200, and it's because my husband knew I loved this ring, and it's because he knew I loved it and he loved me. It doesn't
Did
matter
he lie
about
to you about
much.
It. Did he tell you it was $5,000?
He didn't tell her the price. You guys are making it seem like this dude, like, hey, I got you this $20,000 ring. He just didn't tell her what the diamond was. And who breaks down the diamond as soon as you get proposed? Like, I want to know all these
details.
I'm
a person who asks questions, so.
Yeah.
And she didn't. So I would say that that's kind of like a both of them kind of thing.
Yeah, they were honestly.
Let's just not have them get married.
Thank you for the call. actually, they got a lot of red flags. Every single day on the Brett Mega Show, we hand deliver pumpkins to when people are in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up. You could follow along with those journeys, some of the places we've gone to, how we even got the pumpkins picked out from a pumpkin patch. Go to our Instagram page, The Brett Mega Show. You could also vote on which pumpkin you think is the biggest there. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Sydney Sweeney's lawyers are working like overtime to protect her in her name. I'll tell you the latest legal tea with her next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
More lawsuits are going on in Hollywood, and this time it's Lizzo getting sued for a song that isn't even fully released yet. This is crazy to me. So all this song has been is sampled, but that was enough for both Lizzo and Atlantic Records to get served. This song is called I'm Going In Till October. And the reason that it's like she's getting sued is because it uses a Sydney Sweeney reference that says, I got good genes like I'm Sydney. And I guess she's that well protected that Lizzo cannot put that in her song. And I'm not a lawyer.
Wow.
But from what I understand, I don't think Lizzo should be sued yet because the song isn't fully released. Like Lizzo has not profited off of using a line about Sydney Sweeney yet, so I don't think it's fair for her to be sued from what I understand.
This also happens in music all the time.
Yeah.
Eminem is like guilty of using double entendres like crazy, sometimes like triple entendres, and so he was constantly using wordplay like this. It happens. He's not the only rapper to do this, but he's very guilty of and very well known in pop culture to use these references, and it's never been like sued and won. He's probably been sued before, and so maybe rightfully so sued and scared. Also, we have the Drake precedent too, where you can swear a lot in songs. Apparently, that's what they said for Kendrick Martin. It's like just a matter of opinion.
Yeah, but it's not a diss. That's what I don't understand. You're not dissing Sydney Sweeney. You're also not saying Sydney Sweeney. You're saying Sydney. Maybe she's talking about Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. This all is just crazy to me. It's not even released yet, and there's already a lawsuit.
I think anything to reference to that, though, the jeans reference is very touchy for people. Yeah. It is very cancelable for people, so they bring it up. But yeah, I would assume, again, like Hannah, not a lawyer, but I would assume Lizzo's probably okay for this. And it does make sense for you to get sued because maybe it intimidates people or maybe it gets the song taken down. So, like, you do have to protect
your
name.
This brought more attention to it.
But it probably brought more attention to it because, would we have all heard that song, but now we all know the reference.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Mega Minds.
Can you figure it out on the Red Mega Show? This is the Mega Mind question of the day. Name will end up making the kid the richest.
I don't know why this name just screams like old money to me. Bennett.
Bennett.
Bennett. Mm. Oh, I love that. I'm going to go with John. I think John is rich people's name. If you name him Jonathan or John.
All right.
Okay. I know a Jonathan. He's pretty rich.
Yeah.
Is he rich?
I'm going to go with my best friend's name, Elizabeth.
No one got it correct. Mm. I will take a guy or a girl. I have the male name and the female name that usually is associated with money the most. These people have the most money when they're tied to their name. 855-444-MEGA, if you want to guess a male and a female name. I have both of them. The answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, if you want your kid to be rich, this is what you got to name him. It's the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. If you want your kid to become rich, this is the name you should use. These are the names that are most associated with money. If they have this name, they're probably a rich person. I got the male and the female name. Male name is Andrew.
Huh.
Really?
Interesting.
Yep, Rich Andrews. The female name, we should all look at and say, what are you hiding in the room? It's Anna.
What?
A-N-N-A. Hey. Anna, like A-B over here.
I don't know about that.
I don't know that I know.
You didn't tell us?
Maybe in the future I'll be really rich.
Maybe that's a
maybe this is a manifestation.
Yeah, manifestation. Or we're all like, yo, A-B, can we borrow some money, please? couples that we never wanted to see together on TV shows. We're going to play that game next on the Brett Mega Show. I'm actually super excited for this new series for season two of Nobody Wants This, season two. I watched it the first season, loved it. Well, super stoked it's coming out this weekend. It is the Brett Mega Show. And people seem like they love this couple from Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. I don't know if they love their chemistry together. I just love them as a couple. But the whole concept of Nobody Wants This is like a rabbi and someone who is non-Jewish getting together. And nobody really wants them to be together. So although we love them as a couple, I decided to pair up and give you the names of couples that we never wanted to see in TV shows get paired up. But sometimes TV shows make the mistake and they pair up two people that have no business becoming a couple. And you're like, oh my God, you remember when so-and-so were dating on that season? It was absolutely awful.
Hmm.
So I'm going to give you the first names and then you tell me in the show. These are couples that ended up together and had no business together. They might not have ended the show together, but they had once hooked up, dated, or gotten together at one point in time.
And we just shout out our name?
And you just shout out your name as soon as you think you know the answer.
Okay.
Joey and Rachel.
Kevin. Hannah.
Kevin, go ahead.
Friends.
Friends. When Joey and Rachel got together on Friends, most awkward thing ever. No one liked it. Sarah C. and Jamie.
What?
Sarah C.
Am I saying Sarah C. right?
Cersei.
Kevin.
Game of Thrones.
I haven't watched Game of Thrones in so long.
Cersei and Jamie are
brother
siblings.
And sister.
Yeah, it's the Lannisters.
Did
anyone want them together at all?
I mean,
who's supporting that?
That was a thing on Game of Thrones. All right, Kevin, 2 girls, 0-0, Hannah and AB. Jackie and Fez.
Kevin, that 70s show.
This is Kevin's game.
My goodness.
Kevin is good at TV. George and Kelly.
Hannah.
Finally.
Grey's Anatomy.
When George and Kelly got together, it was awkward.
Yeah.
It did not belong together. Christian and Anastasia.
Hannah, 50 Shades of Grey.
Great comeback, Hannah. 3-2.
Wow.
After
that's
five rounds.
That's not a TV show.
Yeah, I did put that in. Show movies. There's three movies, and there's, I think, with the couple that everyone actually hated.
Yeah, they didn't like
it. It was probably the most hated couple. Mm-hmm. Like, this couple is just terrible, actually, together. AB just really goes to show you.
I don't know that I've seen any of these shows you guys are saying.
You love TV, but man, you hate games.
I watch very niche shows, guys.
Yeah. If it's not a sing-along show, she's out.
Yeah.